not brash, impulsive, not prideful, angry, ruthless, it's tender. But stays a hopeful, keeps trying, keeps no grievance, loads evil. It ain't self-seeking, but I think you, think you, think you know this. Gonna use my heart, gonna use my head, gonna use my smile, gonna lose my sadness, gonna lose. Like he, I'm fragile, so fragile. I gotta have something more substantial. Listen to me. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Got a newsflash. Go read of something that awaken our chest. But I thank you. You know this. I'm gonna use my heart, I'm gonna use my head, I'm gonna use my smile, I'm gonna lose my sadness, I'm gonna lose my anger, I'm gonna lose my impatience. Oh, cause Christ showed the way to me. Nobody else here shows love like he. Fragile. I gotta learn from the Lord's example given to me. Cause Christ showed the way, you see. Nobody else here showed love like he. I'm fragile, so fragile.
MTV plays, I got ticked by the way. It's so unreal. Britney and Jennifer Lowe. Watch your wardrobe look like a window. Trying to hold on to itty bitty clothes you pasted them on. This is not true love. I guess everything's a hybrid. Really love the pride. Small jealous hearts. What it gets to be is essentially just a parody. Like this rhyme
you
is a play.
Things polite, doesn't like to fight, it denies itself while it tries. No harm, fire the faith and philosophy, acting like I was smarter than Socrates, and every language and tongue and prophecy, I could die and not go. If at the stake they burn me, or I could have given every dime to many more. Love's like and throw me back then, but he all wrote that to Corinthians. And spares everything besides, believes it holds and binds, that Paul fell asmart. Love he said to me will essentially keep no memory. what's unrighteous, though. Failure is the only one thing it can't know. The things that last are few. Things like faith and love and hope. From all these, there's only one thing you need most. You try so hard, but love so far.
Apologetics with an X in a loving mode today, celebrating Valentine's Day with the best parody band in the land, Apologetics. Jerry Q, the DJ here with my friend Jay, lead singer, lyricist from the band. A shout out to Brotherly Love today.
That's right. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody out there. We started off today with a couple songs about love, about the real kind of love that you find in 1 Corinthians Chapter 13, that's a Bible passage. Anybody who's ever been to a Christian wedding of any denomination has probably heard. And the first was to take a late 70s, early 80s take on it, and that would be Brash Impulsive. And that was a song apparently pocket by the Pretenders. And then we took the same chapter and looked at it from another angle, and that's a song called Corinthians. It's a parody of In the End by Linkin Park. And now we're going to take a look at some more love from other parts of the Bible. You know, Jesus said the way that they'll know that we're his disciples, that other people will know we're his disciples, is not by how much we give or the miracles we do or anything, but by the love that we have for one another. And, you know, you're not just, he doesn't just hope you love, you're expected to love. And that's the first song of this next batch we're going to do. It's a Robert Palmer parody of the number one hit from 1986, Addicted to Love. After that, talk about a special kind of love God had for one of his kings, and that would be King David. And the song's called Crazy Little King God Loves. It's a parody of Queen's Crazy Little Thing Called Love. After that, we have a parody of Keep on Loving You by REO Speedwagon. And this is from a guy in the Bible named Boaz. His wife is a lot more famous than he is. His wife's name was Ruth. And this is the story of their romance and their love story and eventual marriage. And then finally, in this section, we have the matchmaking that went on, ultimately through God, of a guy named Isaac and his wife Rebecca, as facilitated by one of Abraham's servants, probably Eliezer, people speculate. Parody of Jet's song, Are You Gonna Be My Girl? And it's called Are You Gonna Be Ike's Girl?
Without that mind, you can't be saved. Forgiving others that you're expected to love.
Because it looks like time for my little son to take a wife. He said, good looking, fine, and a pretty one to make his wife. Before Isaac, come on and get the quick. Now he don't need nobody here. Go look back where I wooed his mommy. I'll be back soon, a long way there. Please go sweeping it. Said, Lord, who's gonna be Ike's girl? Well, I went too sweet, then my camel stopped to drink. Here comes a girl so fine, and she gives him water, ain't she nice? I said, she took some time, and she did just what I prayed she might. 24 Genesis upon the disappeared. I put a nose ring upon her and some bracelets and booyah. Who the Lord brought here, we shall see what Rebecca says. I can lead you home with me. Bethuel is my father's name, yeah. I know he may have much to say before I play your dating game, yeah. I said, are you gonna be Ike's girl?
Apologetics with an X, sharing the love today on our special Valentine's show. And so glad you're with us as you listen to our show around the world. Jay, fans would love to know how they can buy your tunes.
Oh, yeah, sure. And can you feel the love tonight, Jay?
Yeah.
There are different ways that you can do that. You can go to iTunes, or you can go to Amazon MP3. We're available through all the, you know, Apple Music. You can get us on Pandora, Spotify, etc. Or you can go straight to the source and go to apologetics.com. Just remember, we spell it like the name of the show, apologetics with an X, .com. And we have new singles every 2 weeks and new CDs about every 3 months. But you can get our everything we've ever done there on the website, all 53 CDs. You can get USBs that have the complete library. Right now, we have a special, even if you just get the whole library on download, you can get it instantly. Just go to the website. Just remember, it's apologetics with an X.com. Now, as far as next things we got coming up, we got some more love stories coming your way. First one is Esau, if you can call it a love story. He had quite a few wives. This is one of them, one of many, and her name was Aholibamah. And this is Esau telling the story of how he ended up with Aholibamah, because he had a couple wives beforehand, but his parents didn't approve. So he went out and got some more, and he probably thought, you know, hey, that was mighty bigamy. But actually, it was mighty polygamy. But the point is, this song is about one of those wives. It's called Sweet Aholibamah. It's a parody of Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama. After that, we have Esau's brother, Jacob, who only wanted one wife and ended up with two, not through any of his own doing. And the daughter that he wanted was not Leah. It was Rachel, that daughter. And it's a parody of Blackwater by the Doobie Brothers. Their surprise, number one hit from the mid-70s. That song was originally a flip side of the song Another Park, Another Sunday, and DJs flipped it over. DJs like probably Jerry Q.
Yes, indeed.
And ended up becoming their first number one hit. Then after that, a number two hit for the 11th Spoonful. Did you ever have to make up your mind? This is answering the theological question often foisted upon us Christians. Did you ever ask where Cain got his wife? Well, hopefully this song will explain it to you, because it's not just, oh, nobody can answer that question. There are some logical answers. Just try and follow along in the next 2 minutes after, because that's about how long a 11 Spoonful song takes. Then finally, you know, the Bible has some romantic letters, and one in particular, and that's the book of Romans. So it would be a romantic letter. And it is a story of God's love for us, and how he saves us through his grace, even though we just kept on sinning and still keep on sinning. And it's a parody of the song The Letter by the Box Tops, a number one hit in the late 60s, 1967, I believe. Yes, Alex Chilton and the Box Tops.
I've heard enough. Someone now to solve that. Well, I found me a wife and she's really good looking. Oh man, she's pretty, she's all that I dream. That Rachel's something, her daddy's real funky. But I wanna keep going on out just the same.
For that daughter, keep on going. Music in the crew, won't you keep on smiling, boy? For that daughter, keep on going.
Yes, I simply swoon when you keep on smiling, boy.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Kiss your lips soon, won't you keep on smiling for me?
Keep on striving for wife.
It's gonna take everything.
And a papa's gonna take 7 years of my life.
But I ain't stopping working, cause I'm paying for her ring a lot.
Sweetheart and go out of town. Yeah, my papa did some funky switching and then I met the wrong one. And I ain't blind, but everybody thinks I'm done.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Missy, it's your crew, won't you keep on smiling for me?
For that daughter, keep on going.
This could just resume in a week of time, you know.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Make your sister move over, keep on smiling for me.
Keep on striving for wife.
It's gonna take everything. And I think it's gonna bring 7 years more strife.
But I ain't stopping working, cause I'm paying for.
Strive again.
Strive again, man. Make me strive again with your papa.
I'm gonna scram since your
yes,
daddy
he's done me wrong.
I like to have some fun and ditch this land, but your papa wants to make me strive again.
Strive again, man. Make me strive again with your papa.
I'm gonna scram since your
yes,
daddy
he's done me wrong.
I like to have some fun and ditch this land, but your papa wants to make me strive again.
Strive again, man. Make me strive again with your papa.
I'm gonna scram since your
daddy yes, he's done me wrong.
I like to have some fun and ditch this land, but your Bible wants to make me strive.
Come on, Rachel.
Come on,
Rachel.
Yes, you done me wrong.
I can have some fun and ditch this land, but your Bible wants to make me strive again.
But King got his wife. Pick up the word and read in Genesis 5. There's Adam and Eve and daughters besides. And you betcha that's where King got his wife. Did you ever ask then why was it right for Cain to take one of his own sisters as bride? But so much has changed since the years have gone by. Did you ever let the Bible decide? That time when Adam picked his wife, he wasn't naughty. It came down to Eve, who came from his body. Their children were the only ones in the world. It's not like Cain could choose a thousand other girls. And now you know at last how Cain got his wife. We're picking the one to be the love of his life. It's no longer legal in our modern times. Read Leviticus 18 verse 9.
attracted to my younger sister. And thank God the father took Moses aside and said,
tell them leave home, son, we're taking their bride.
So if skeptics ever try to get snide, and they ask me dumb, so just to cover their pride, just go to the pages of scripture as guide, then you never have to blindly reply. So get your facts straight. Romans is the one that was going to Rome. So now, baby, it's a romantic letter. I don't care how much Nietzsche said God is dead. God took us back and he saved me instead. Romans says that God planned it all along. So now, baby, it's a romantic letter. It's a romantic letter. Take us up above. Anyway, yeah, give me a minute more, I'll demonstrate. Check out five for sake, that's great. Know the face of God dying on a cross. So now, baby, it's a romantic letter. It's a romantic letter, cause we couldn't live without the Lord's love. Listen, mister, can't you see that God took us back? It'll take us up above. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for the narrow way. Ain't much time, so make a fast break. Romans 8 verse 1 drives the point home. Cause now, baby, it's a romantic letter. Because now, baby, it's a romantic letter.
Apologetics with an X, coast to coast in the U.S. of A, and cranking out the tunes as well in the U.K. and around the world, of course, streaming on the internet. Who would have thunk when we started that we would have connected with so many people who enjoy the Christian parodies of apologetics from the 50s to the present, Jay?
Pretty amazing. We are delighted. Wherever you're listening to us, we thank you for that. Well, I used to do a radio show when I was in college with a guy, and we couldn't even get people on campus to listen to us. When we would have contests, the only people who would call in would be my roommate. So we are honored and humbled by this. And continuing with our love connection, we want to point out the fact that God's love is free. You can't buy it. And the first song is called Can't Buy Free Love, based on Acts chapter 8, if you're following along at home in your Bibles. It's parody of the Beatles song, Can't Buy Me Love, their third of 20 or 21, depending on how you count, number one hits in the United States. For all you British listeners. After that, we have a parody that deals with Fair Man's Wife, which is nothing to make fun of. It's honest words, but it's a parody of the song You Really Got Me by Van Halen, originally done by the Kinks, but we're doing the Van Halen version. And this song, I must say, I wrote it with my wife in mind, and also with the wives of the band guys in mind. They have one apiece. They don't have multiple wives. But the point is, it's like a Proverbs 31 woman, and we have some really godly wives. And this song, first and foremost for my wife, also for the guys in the band and their wives, and for any Christian guy out there, I think, can sing this to his wife, hopefully, and it's called You're Really Godly. And finally, one of my favorite guys in the Bible, I just love this guy. It's romance, I guess you could call it, with a guy named the Apostle Paul. I love the guy, and the song's called I Love Apostle Paul, and it's done by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, I Love Rock and Roll. Another song that originally was a British hit by the Arrows, or a British song, at least, by the Arrows. And this one we've done a couple of times with me singing it, and finally we came to our senses and had my young daughter, Jana, sing it, and finally got some female vocals on it, and one of our most popular songs.
Can't buy free love. Acts. He could do magic things cause he was into Satan through witchcraft. And Simon had a bunch of money, but he couldn't buy free love. I'll give you all I got, he said, if you show me what to do to make the power of God descend upon the ones I wish it to. Peter said, dude, flush your money, money can't buy free love, can't buy free love.
satisfied. Till they're at the point where finally they bought a great big lie. Lies can cost you more than money, and money can buy free love. Till you're at the point where finally you wanna just plain die. I can't bear to watch your buddy come and get Christ's free love. Get Christ's free love.
execution comes, you'll still be free. Yeah, free. When execution comes, you'll still be free. Andy, sing it.
Apologetics for the Next. Please tell your friends where you listen to the show each week and let us know you're listening as well. Jay, how might they do that?
Well, you can contact Jerry at Angel 95 or you can contact us at apologeticswithanx.com or go to Facebook. Just look for Apologetics on Facebook. Just remember, the name of the show is so important here. When you go to Facebook, make sure you spell it with an X, Apologetics with an X. We do have Twitter too. We don't use it as often, but we do use Facebook. And you can just send us emails to the website also. And that's ways you can do it. And we have two more songs for you today, and they're about two different kinds of love. One is about one of the worst kinds of love, and that's a faithless love. And it's a parody of Tainted Love by Soft Cell. It's dealing with the fact that, you know, a lot of people today, they want to have love. They talk a lot about love, but they don't want faith. At least they don't want the kind of faith the Bible talks about, you know, faith in the one true God, you know, and love that doesn't have faith, you know, that doesn't have God at the center, can really be an empty kind of love. And this song's about that. And then finally, the true love, the best kind of love, and the love that God gives us. And it's unconditional love. And he knew us from the start. He knew us even before we were in the womb, and certainly when we were in the womb. And this is a song as written as a love letter to God, thanking him. As a man, this is written myself and my personal feelings, but I think any Christian who's really had time to think about what God has done for him could sing along with this. And his point is, you know, when you start to take in the majesty of the fact that God knew you from the start, called you through no good qualities of your own, any good qualities you have, he put in you anyway, and he called you in spite of your sins, and He called you to him, and he has this wonderful eternity in mind for you. That's a wonderful song. And anyway, this is that. It's called Known from the Beginning. It's a parody of the Chicago classic Beginnings.
Sometimes I feel I've got too much to say. More polite, and they think God preaches hate.
Apart. Yeah, I'm glad you entered into my known from the beginning. Known from the beginning.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.